Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. Man, listen, I'm excited today because I have my sweet thing. I have my rib. She been gone. We been gone, but we back. We back in the city. Hey, listen, our Sunday conversation for today is called Business, Love, and Conversation. And listen, we're broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to the mighty, mighty Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas in Georgia. Hey, listen, beautiful wife, we have a special show today that's going to light this city up because we're talking about us and love and business. How about that?
I love us.
All right. Well, go ahead and ask me my first question, my beautiful trophy wife.
Okay, so I have a question for you, a couple of questions for you that I think that would be helpful to the audience. When did you first realize I was the one?
Back in 2002, when you came inside my barbershop and we started having conversations about life and God and children and relationships, and you just kept talking about God. No matter what we talked about, it always came back to God. And in my mind, I'm like, man, why is this woman always talking about God? We could be talking about kids, it go to God. Relationships, it go to God. Parents, it go back to God. And I'm sitting here like, what is wrong with this woman? I never seen nobody talk about God as much as you. And the crazy thing about it, 19 years later, I'm talking about God with you. So I knew you were the one because of your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Okay. Now let's back this thing up because a lot of people don't know us that might be in the audience today. So how did we meet? I mean, just give a little bit of love and romance about how we met.
Okay. We met at Riley's Barbershop on Luna Drive, and I was in there cutting them crisp, sharp fades for the city, and you came in there with three little nappy head boys, which are now my sons.
Watch it.
And you had such a presence and elegance about yourself as a mother. It was just contagious. The conversation was smooth and seamless. Ooh. We flowed together. I mean, the first time we met, we just had such an amazing conversation about life and love, conversation and business.
You know, one of the things that I remember you telling me is that I was the reflection of you. And it took me a long time to get that, but most definitely I understand that now. So this leads up to my next question. What one thing you loved about me now that you didn't notice in the beginning?
When I was single and you were single, you had it was a quiet storm type of strength. It was an unassuming type of strength as a woman in God, because naturally you're quiet, you're humble, and you're meek, but there is a fire raging inside of your heart for people, for your husband, for your children, for Columbus. There is a passion inside of your heart. But unless someone really, really gets to know you, they would just think that you were just like a single introvert that really kept to yourself. But, I mean, even now, 19 years in, the strength that you have shown me, that you have helped me with my strength, the strength that you have shown me has been amazing, and it's been an amazing ride.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, Riley. Okay. If we had to switch roles in business, of course, we own Overflow Salon and Barbershop. That would be 1357 Rigdon Road in Columbus, Georgia. But what and how do you think that I would do just switching roles with you and what you do in the barbershop?
If we switch roles where you ran the barbershop and I ran the beauty shop, first of all, we would definitely have a lot more barbecues and parties in a salon because I love to eat. And if you were over the barbers, I think we would probably have one or two barbers left because you run a tight ship and you don't play. So I already know you probably would have fired three or four of the barbers off the top because we so different when it comes to business. I'm more laid back. I'm waiting for the weekend, and you boots on the ground. You like, hey, let's get it. Let's go. We'll take breaks later. Let's accomplish the mission. And I'm like, hey, the mission can wait.
You talking about opposite that attracts in business. That is most definitely us. I think people sometimes just wonder, and we have had that question before about do we ever get into it? Do we get into it where we disagree at work? Do we disagree at home? And of course, we're in a relationship, but it is an amazing thing to be in a relationship, married to your best friend, and working with you is definitely a pleasure. But Riley, you are definitely a man of leisure. I can definitely say that. So don't get fired on your day off, okay?
But you know, if I can add to that, I don't think we have ever had a heated discussion at work. Now, we will have a heated discussion before we go to work, and we will have a heated discussion after we get off of work. And so, you know, sometime I come to work, I'm like my daddy said, I'm 38 hot when I come to work because you done said or did something, and I'm straight mad. But I understand in business, people want the product. And right. So it doesn't matter whether or not, you know, you burnt my pancakes and, you know, my bacon too crispy and my orange juice is not orange juice. And it doesn't matter because when we hit that door at Overflow, people want the product. They don't. Now, they care about, you know, us as individuals, but at the end of the day, they want the product. Right. And so we have to be consistently delivering that product every day and not bringing the personal stuff in our. But, you know, we do bring the personal stuff in our relationship to business, but we bring the good personal stuff that's going to enhance what we already do in business.
Okay. What would be a movie title of our relationship?
How About Us? and the reason why I say How About Us, because one of my favorite songs, the lyrics from one of my favorite songs is, some people were made for each other, love through all kinds of weather. How about us? And so, you know, there are a lot of great relationships out there. How about us? How come we can't be an example? How about us? Why not?
I think mine, since I'm so business oriented and serious, I think my title would be Teach Him How to Wash Them Dishes on Sunday. How about that?
Nah, we don't care about washing dishes on Sunday when you're paying the bills on Monday. All right, you wash them dishes. Go ahead though.
Okay, let's get a little serious about this thing. How do you think we've changed the most in the last past 19 years together?
I think one of the great things about being in a long-term relationship is that you get to evolve together. And so I know your triggers. You know my triggers. It's almost like an eruption. I can feel when you start trembling, when you're about to get to a certain point. And I know now to back off and let it simmer down before I address it later on. And so for me, the thing is knowing when to go in your corner. It's almost like a boxing ring. The relationship is a boxing ring. And sometimes you have to take a break and go into your corner. Not that, you know, like the other day, you know, if I could share a little personal story. The other day I came to work and Tasha had did something. And man, I'm steaming mad at you. And you were getting to work later than me. But I come to work. I say, you know what? She loved watermelon. Even though I'm mad, I still went by Publix and bought you them darn yellow meat watermelon slices. And I put them on your station. That's love. Even when you're mad, you still do for the person that you love.
I think you texted me that morning, but I didn't get the text message, or I didn't read it until later on that afternoon. But when I read it, it didn't even matter because you basically had covered the offense with love. And so that says a lot about our relationship with having a balance, because we do believe not to go to bed angry. And that can be difficult at times, depends on the situation at hand. But that watermelon trick that you did, watermelon season over. Don't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. Listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, I'm in the studio with my beautiful trophy wife, and today's Sunday conversation is called Business, Love, and Conversations. Can I add with the Rileys?
Yes.
Okay, with the Rileys. Next question. Because it's like you interviewing me.
Okay, well, we're going to interview each other, because I do want you to ask me a pop question, but don't make it hard now. The best lesson you've learned about love from being married to me, what is it?
The best lesson about love that I've learned being married to you is unselfishness. You give to me, you give to our children, you give to our family, you took our house and made it a home. You love unconditionally without limits. And it has helped me to love unconditionally without limits. Even when I'm upset, I have learned to still love you without limits, without walls.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Riley, we both have been single before, and you have this saying, this military saying, I'm trying to remember, is you've been around the world twice, and you spoke to everybody once.
That's right.
And so what is one thing you think singles misunderstand about being married?
When you're single, you have to trust that inner voice, which is the Holy Spirit inside of you. So many times women want the 12 red roses, and they will take 12 red flags just because they're red. The flags are always going to be there. You can't be disillusional about a flag and call it a rose just because something is packaged good, it smells good, it walks good, and all these other things, it's still a flag. And you can't be disillusioned about that. And when you allow that voice inside of you, which is the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will never lead you wrong. And it's a gentleman. It's not going to force you to do anything. And so you have to learn to listen to that Holy Spirit inside of you and get you a prayer life. Get you a prayer life. Get you a prayer partner. And trust the Word of God, because the Word of God cannot come back a lie.
I think that when I was single, Riley, one of the biggest challenges was just loving myself. Of course, I loved myself, but I got caught up in being in a relationship, and sometimes you lose yourself in a relationship. And so you got to know that just because you're single, you're still whole. You're still a whole person in your singleness. You still can accomplish all the things you can accomplish, you know, being married. Sometimes people compromise because they think that they need help. But we know that our help comes from the Lord. So when you know that about yourself and you learn that about yourself, bringing something great into the relationship is more effective than thinking that you just got to sacrifice yourself for another person to love and care about you.
That's right.
Okay, if you had to give me a report card as a spouse, what would be my grade?
If I had to give you a report card, first of all, I would give you detention. I would give you detention. That's the first thing. I would give you detention. And then I would give you, I would give you an A. I would definitely give you an A, and I would give you an A because even when you miss, because we're human, even when you miss in our relationship, you're missing with love. And even when you offend me, you're quick to examine yourself, examine the situation. You're quick to apologize. And I think I am also. But I would definitely give you an A because you're not perfect. But I like how you examine yourself. I like how you go before the Lord with the situation, with the problem, with the circumstance, and then come back and we manage to find a common ground to rectify the problem and move on. And usually, truthfully, people, usually that's within 24 hours. Because what we learned is no matter what's going on with us, it's nobody else's business but God.
Amen. I always, you know, just from the rip told you, if I walk away, just know that I'm walking into God's chambers, mm-hmm. meaning that I'm getting in the face of God, not the face of friends, not the face of family, not the face of another man, but I'm getting in the face of God so that he can give me a strategy on how to deal with you. Amen.
And I think a lot of times people don't understand. I can't say people don't understand, but the understanding I need people to have with relationship is that God is a strategist.
Yes.
He has given us strategy in business. He has given us strategy to raise our kids. He has given us strategies in relationships. And a lot of times, you know, I trust the word of God. As much as I love my wife, I trust the word of God more than I trust her. Because I know the word of God always come back the truth.
I just actually told someone a couple of days ago that God is the ultimate AI. That in order for you to get the answer that you need, you got to put it in there.
Right.
So that you can get the correct answer. But that comes with having a personal relationship with him that you can kind of feel that thing out. And he can comfort you with that thing to give you that strategy that you need. My next question is, what is the secret sauce that keeps us from giving up when things get tough, Riley?
The secret sauce is that we didn't want the divorce at the same time. That's the secret sauce. When I wanted the divorce, you were working. When you wanted the divorce, I was working. One person always have to be working on the relationship. One person always have to be on their knees, submitted with their face pointed to God. And so that's the secret sauce. We didn't want the divorce at the same time.
You know, Riley, mom is the type of mother. I love my mother-in-law. She is the sweetest.
Watch it now.
But Riley, mama, let him come home. And she'll cook those biscuits. She'll cook dinner for him. She'll do all that for him. And so when I realized that and that he would run home, I just told him I had already called my mother-in-law so I could get a room right next door. So it ain't no need of breaking up because I'm just going to follow you.
That's right.
That's just not in the deal.
So what's the secret sauce?
The secret sauce is really and truly, and this is old school, but everything that you did to get me is the same thing that you're doing now. If not more.
Now, if I can add a caveat to that, for me, there's nothing that I won't do to get my wife to smile and laugh. I would do just about anything just to see that pretty smile of hers. And I do it on the regular. I'm not ashamed of anything that I do when it comes to my wife. If you give me the mic, I'm going to tell everybody how much I love my wife, how much I appreciate my wife, how I was broken. And she took those broken pieces and she put them back together. And she didn't weaponize my past. She didn't weaponize the life I live. She didn't weaponize some of the deepest, darkest, hurtful secrets that I had in my life. She never brought it back to me in my face in an argument, in a disagreement, or whatever. She has always stood 10 toes down as a Proverbs 31 woman. And I will forever, no matter what the future holds, I will forever love Katasha Renee Riley.
That's for the people in the
and
back.
And I'm standing on business with that.
That's for the people in the back.
That's right.
So, Riley, what advice would you give to someone that is single and ready to mingle but afraid to make commitment?
You have to, don't be afraid to put the old person down. Don't try to revive the old relationship and the things that went wrong in the old relationship. It's not worth it. You have to move forward in the newness. You can't put new wine in old wineskins. And so whatever mistake or whatever happened in old relationship, you have to let that die in the old relationship. Everything is new now. It's a new season. It's a new year. You are a new person. You have to go forward. Don't look back like Lot's wife and turn into a pillar of salt. Always continue to go forward. Don't worry about whether or not you're going to get hurt, because there are no promises as a human.
There's no guarantee, in any relationship.
In any relationship. And so you have to be willing to put the old man down, and don't try to revive him. Don't try to give him CPR. Don't try to give the old man oxygen. Let the old man go where the old man needs to go. You are a new creature in Christ.
If I can say something, I would be like, girl, don't be trying to put all your oil that you done pressed down and shook together in that old car trying to get it to crank. Go out and get you something new. Okay. Okay, Riley, our next question is, if you could plan our dream date right now, what would it look like?
Because we country people. And so my dream date for you.
Oh, my God.
My dream date for Katasha Riley is that I go to a plot of land somewhere in Alabama, a cleared out wooded area.
I knew it.
A cleared out wooded area with a small grill. And I would cook on the grill, and we'd have a picnic in the middle of the woods with some cold sweet tea with some, I love Alexander O'Neal. With some Alexander O'Neal Saturday Love playing in the background.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can dig that. You know what? That is definitely you.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, love.
I know your name, Gerald, but it ain't Levert. So, Next question. What one thing you would tell someone single to focus on before getting into a serious relationship?
I remember when we were just platonic friends, and when you were single and you would come to the shop, and you would tell me how you had to date God and you had to focus on yourself. You were single, but you were dating God. And so I would tell a single person to focus on yourself, focus on improving yourself, focus on getting your credit straight, focus on saving money, focus on investing, focus on self-improvement books for yourself. Because I was broken when I met you, and you helped put the pieces back together. You want to be as whole as possible before you start dating. You have to be healed of the past pains, healed of the past traumas. But if you're not healed of the past pains and traumas, you at least need to be in therapy and understand that, okay, I'm still dealing with A or I'm still dealing with B. And so I would suggest that you work on yourself first to be fit for somebody else.
I think that I worked on myself, Riley, but I don't think that I was completely healed. Of course, I believe that God had to give you something to do. So the antidote of the pain, you know, the situation, the problem that I had, you was definitely the antidote that God gave for that situation, you know. And I say that with almost just being full, like, you know, tears in my eyes, is because I dated God before I even dated you. And God, I believe that God just stored you
spiritually in heaven because of my prayers. My prayers went up. And when they came back down to this earth, you was the treasure in earth that God chose for me. But I had to be ready to give my yes, and I had to have enough oil to crank your car. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying? It's things that I had to be willing to do and things that I had to be willing to sacrifice for, you know, for our love to be stronger. And of course, sometimes when you give God your yes, it's things that are not going to go the way that you think they're going to go in the relationship. But you have to learn one another, don to one another, and love one another no matter what. Let no one come in between you two, when you're doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you. I appreciate you letting me interview you. Because sometimes that's not an easy thing. Well, for you, Riley, it's more easy to, you know, just say, Tasha, I love you. As much as I love you, and I think I said this to you the other day, you say you love me out loud, and I show you that I love you with everything that I have inside of me. And so sometimes people might not see that, but I take care of you like no other, because you're God's son, you're God's king, you are God's promise, and that is a lot of responsibility, and I take that serious.
Well, thank you. Our last and final question.
What do you hope our love story teaches others who are watching us?
Before anything on earth was ever seen, it was spoken. And the words that we speak in our relationship, in life, they form the world that we live in. We both speak life into each other. We speak life over our children. We speak life over our business, life over our health. We speak with faith, words over our relationship. There's power in the power of the tongue, and there's power in touching and agreeing. And we touch and agree every morning. We put 10,000 demons to flight every morning.
Right.
And we're able, because of the words that we speak, we're able to show others the real. We're able to show others our scars. We're not perfect. We fall short. We have problems, but at the end of the day, God is our final judge. And so I'm so thankful that you let me be me. I let you be you. But we both love God more than each other. And when God is the final judge, you can't help but be an example as a married couple, as a man, and as a woman. And so our legacy as a married couple that I hope people see is the realness and the love that we have for one another, because it's real. When we go home, nothing changes. Matter of fact, it probably get a little more intense
right.
as far as the love, but nothing changes. We love each other out loud in the city, and I'm proud of that because I trust that.
Just know when you see me and Riley out in these streets that our relationship is an assignment. And if you think of your relationship as being an assignment and not focus on all the other stuff that comes with the assignment, sometimes the assignment gets difficult, but you got to study your assignment so that your assignment can be approved. And so I try to ace my assignment, not meaning that I get an A every day, but I aim for an A every day. And so the assignment is given by God so that it could be a reflection of our love to everybody else that is around us. It's a chosen situation. I ain't gonna say situation. You know where I got that from? I got that from them young people. But it is a chosen purpose from God that we are destined to be together so that he could be glorified through us to be able to help and love others.
Amen. This has been Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. Peace out.
Bye, y'all.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.